Welcome back to Basic Crypto. Today, Nate, what are we talking about? What did I say? I forgot. I completely forgot.
What are we... I forgot to.
Investing.
Investing. Oh, yes, yes. Yes, that's right. How do I invest in cryptocurrency?
Yes, okay.
I don't even know.
So, yeah, for the episodes that have already come out, some people have given me feedback, and they have become interested, but they want to know, how do I invest now? And in specifically cryptocurrency, even though I've been kind of talking about everything around the space. So, to invest in cryptocurrency, let's start with just traditional investments, okay? So, you have a traditional investment like a Roth IRA or stocks or whatever, and the way that you invest in those things is either through a financial advisor or an exchange, directly through an exchange. Your financial advisor is using an exchange more often than not to invest in those things. Very, very few paper stocks actually exist in the world today anymore, but they still do exist. But it's all done digitally online or through computers through an exchange.
Right.
And that is the same way with cryptocurrency. You invest with an exchange. The most common exchanges are going to be Coinbase. That's going to be the most common one in the United States.
Mm-hmm. I have that one.
Another one is Uphold. The reason that I recommend Uphold is because it has a different variety of tokens or coins versus Coinbase. There is OKCoin. That's another one. There's Binance. That's another really popular one. There's BitTrue. That's another popular one. But for the sake of simplicity, for all the people that are listening to this, if you want to start investing in crypto, I would recommend Coinbase. They make it the easiest. They have the widest adoption. They have insurance, like, you know how a federal credit union has insurance up to like $250,000 or something. They're similar to that. They are insured, I believe, up to $250,000. So that if something was to happen to the assets that you hold on there, you'd be able to at least get some money back. For Uphold, they hold a little bit. They have some other assets. They are not insured. But you know, you're kind of putting a risk anyway when you have a hot wallet, on these exchanges, and that's what these exchanges would be considered hot wallets. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check the previous episode about hot wallets and cold wallets. But for those two exchanges, and then Binance US is what it's, called, Binance. And they have a US version, binance.us.
Yeah.
And so I will leave a link in the description for all three of those. They are going to be affiliate links. And so if you select one of those and you set up an account, I will probably get like $10 of crypto or something. So definitely check that out, you know. And actually, I think you would get something then too. It's like a, you know, share.
Sure.
And use, whatever. Right.
So, I got a question. So mm-hmm. Why would the common man, why would I want to invest in cryptocurrency?
It depends on the person. I'm going to say it that way, because investing in cryptocurrency for me is a long-term thing, and holding it is because I believe that these assets are going to, I look at the utility of the assets, and I believe that they're going to be used in the future. Okay. And I think that when, if you invest in them this early, okay, they can really do a lot of ebbing and flowing, and they could do a lot of growth. And that's probably the biggest advantage of it, which is why people are trying to get on with these like meme coins that are just like Dogecoin and Shiba Coin and, you know, all those various things.
Which I think we'll get into.
Yeah, we'll get into those, yeah. what a meme coin is and everything, but... you know, people, they have the fear of missing out. Okay. I am not investing in those because of the fear of missing out. I'm investing in them because of the technology that is underneath it.
Right.
And I only choose coins based on that, but I can talk more into that, why I invest in what I invest in. If people are interested in that, just let me know by shooting me a, you know, something on Twitter or answering the question on Spotify or whatever. Just let me know. But I think that, the common man should invest in this because, if you were to go to your financial advisor, you would ask that financial advisor, should I invest in cryptocurrency? More likely than not, they're going to say no, because mm-hmm. it's not regulated. Okay. So you are essentially throwing your money away in their eyes, because there's no way for it's just not regulated, not yet. It probably will be in the next couple months here, but it's just not regulated yet. And because of that, they can't touch it. Financial advisors can't touch it. They can't take their fees that they would normally take. And so they're not going to touch it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to, and they might advise you to touch it, but if they are going to advise you to do it, I can guarantee they're going to say that, that you have to do it yourself. They're not going to help you, you know? And so, but if you were to take crypto out of the equation and you were to go to a financial advisor and you were to say, hey, I want to invest in something high risk, what's the percentage of my portfolio should I invest in? If you just frame it that way, they will most likely say, oh yeah. And they would give you some kind of percentage. And depending on how old you are, in my age, high risk is a greater percentage because I have a lot more time to make up if something screws up. But this is like volatile high risk. Like it can be very volatile.
Sure.
And so I would say personally, 10% or less of your investment portfolio is what you should start with for crypto investing. And that would go down as you increase in age and increase in your size of your investment portfolio. Okay. And so, and really what the point is, and it's honestly what the point would be in investing is to get your feet wet and help you force yourself to look at the markets and force yourself to learn. Mm-hmm. Because that's really what Bitcoin is it's the introductory coin to everybody understanding and learning what cryptocurrency is. It's the, and I know you've heard me say this before, I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, but it's the BlackBerry of the crypto world. Like right. It just, everybody gets interested in it. Everybody gets their feet wet and it causes everybody to turn their heads and look. Well, if you bought even $100 of Bitcoin, I guarantee you're going to log into that app or go look in that app and see how your investment's doing. You're going to keep tabs on it. You're going to look at it. And that is more the point of it, because it's inevitable that this technology is going to make its way into mainstream.
Right.
And it already has, you know, I believe Bank of America has 133 patents in the crypto space. Visa uses cryptocurrency for remittance. It's part of Amazon Web Services. They have, you know, different crypto blockchains and whatever in their services. And so it's just like, it's all over the globe already. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you could see, what is it? Venezuela or whatever, that's using Bitcoin as an official currency, you know, like, or they named it their digital currency. And wow. So it's like it is already here.
Right.
Invest. And so the reason why you should invest is because to just educate yourself, because it's going to be regulated probably very soon. And when it is, then you'll be able to go to your financial advisor. They're going to learn about it. They're going to be able to talk to you about it, but they're probably going to treat it very similar to stocks. And it's just different. It's a whole new category.
Yeah.
And so being able to understand it yourself is going to give you just more of an advantage.
Sure.
For those of you that are looking to invest and get into this, there's a couple of things you can do. One is when you buy this cryptocurrency, you can hold it. You can just buy it and say, I'm going to hold it. Or you can try and do the buy and sell game and trading. I do not recommend trading. I recommend getting into assets, cryptocurrencies, that you believe will have a use in the future. And so research the cryptocurrencies that you think would actually be beneficial towards humanity in the future. And then purchase those and then watch them. And if you feel like it could go down in the future, you know, and you think it's going to drop, it's like, oh man, I've gotten 100% gains. I want to take out my, you know, investment, or I want to sell your original investment. I like, if you want to sell something, fine, sell your original investment. And then you're only dealing with profits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't recommend selling everything because you just don't know what's going to happen. And especially when regulation is on the horizon, like something like it just, I don't know, man. it makes sense to hang on to stuff right now, especially when it is so new. But yeah.
And I think we should also say that we are not financial advisors, and we're not saying you should do anything with your money. This is just something that we've done. This is something that Connor's done, and he likes to explain it.
Answering the question if you want to invest in cryptocurrency, how do you do that and what do you do? And this is my advice on what to do and how to do that. I'm not saying any particular coin to invest in, even though I have ones that I think, you know, that I like. I'm just kind of, you know, running through what I look at when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Oh, of course.
Coinbase is, they're credible, a credible exchange. Uphold is a credible exchange. Binance is a credible exchange. You're going to have to put your ID. You're going to have to like take a picture of your ID, and you're going to have to verify your ID and you'll probably have to link up a bank account in order to get money into it. Or you'll have to link up a credit card in Uphold's case, you know, and they make it easy, you know. And in some situations you would have to go all the way to doing your social security number because you'll have to verify it. And I would just make sure that you are on the exchange's site and double check and make sure that exchange is a credible exchange if you're going to be giving your social security number. The famous example I have was back in 2014. I wanted to invest, or I wanted to be mining Bitcoin.
Okay.
And so I took out my dad's Lenovo computer and I went on the internet and I started figuring out how to mine Bitcoin. I downloaded the program. I set up an account or whatever. And it got to the point where it's just like, okay, now you can, you know, mine Bitcoin. But once you mine it, you have to be able to get it out, right? Sure. And so I was like looking at, okay, what do I have to do to turn on this machine, you know, and like start using my parents' power to mine Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And I was just going to leave it running all night and see how much Bitcoin I made. Right. And, but in order to link it up to an exchange, you needed to put in your social security number.
Okay.
And at that point was when I was just like, my dad told me never put your social security number online. Oh. And so I didn't put my social security number online. And Bitcoin at that point in time, to finish a block, okay, I believe it was 25, it was 25 Bitcoin was the transaction fee to finish a block.
Okay.
Okay. And each Bitcoin cost 52 cents at the time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so in reality, like if my computer somehow would have done one block, like I would have had 25 Bitcoin, or it just is like, whatever, you know?
That sucks.
Yeah. And so now, but I mean, what I learned from that is that whenever something spikes my interest, whenever I like have this, like, man, this is interesting technology, I don't let it scare me and I don't silence it. I pursue it. I look into it and I try and figure it out because, it's just my gut and it's following my intuition. And so that's what I do now. And that's what I've done with cryptocurrency from here on. And it's done well, you know, it's continued to grow and it's continued to spike my interest. And I mean, it's good. And so I encourage you, if you are interested in investing, keep asking questions, you know, keep Googling it, keep going into it and just figure it out. Like it will, you know, pay you dividends in the future, like literally.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty much good for this segment. Do you have anything else for me?
No, I think that pretty much covers what why to invest in cryptocurrency. Yeah, thank you, appreciate that.
Yeah, you've been talking out of the mic this whole time.
Never really.
Oh. Yeah,
now I sound so much better. Oh yep. My gosh!
But right. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys, and thanks for listening. If you have any questions, definitely leave it in the comments. If you're on YouTube or shoot me a tweet or whatever. And don't forget those links down in the description if you have any interest. I know for like OKCoin, it's $50. If you do $50 in Bitcoin, you'll get $50 in Bitcoin. So
that would be nice.
Yeah. So yeah, go give them a look and give them a try.
See you in the next one.